afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. Happy West Virginia Day.
All right. Even if we're not in West Virginia?
Yes. Yeah, 156 years ago, we broke off in the wrong state. But anyway, we're here.
All right. Good job. You said you wanted to make some sort of announcements.
I do.
Folks, there's lots to talk about today.
There's tons to talk about. This is important. I wouldn't be doing it.
All right.
Anyone listen to my broadcast from shortwave, you have to know, as I tell you tonight, Melody Seastrom is the reason that I am there. If we're not from Melody Seastrom, we would not be on the radio, period, much less have a shortwave broadcast. So all this is to her credit for sponsoring the program, and the glory of God, of course, for getting us through here. But if you watch the news, you saw where Keith Raniere, the sex cult leader in Brooklyn, New York, was found guilty on all charges. Took the jury 4 hours to bring the conviction of all his twisted, putrid sex and blackmail, branding women and everything else. If you listen to my program, you know months ago we had two ladies on who told us about being branded by this pervert and what they went through. And we had the reporter on now at least twice, maybe three times, who broke the story in New York. Well, we broke the story basically on our program when it first came out. And now this has come to fruition, and the man has been convicted. He's going to prison. So if you like hearing breaking stories, with all credit of this being on the air, Melody Seastrom is the one who paid for the hours. They brought forth this news months ago. That's now brought out on ABC News. This man was put in jail for his perversion. Melody, I want to thank you personally, because if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have been there, and I wouldn't have had these guests on to reveal this story. And now it's all coming out on mainline news. So thank you for helping us keep this thing going.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Thank you. And, you know, it's a work in process. We all work together, and that's what we do.
But to break a story like that on our broadcast,
yeah,
and then have it come out later, it makes you feel like I'm doing something worthwhile once in a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, good job. But you know what? There's something that I also wanted to mention before we go into the break, is the Supreme Court is holding up the cross on public land.
Yes.
In Maryland. The 40-foot-tall World War I Memorial Cross is going to continue to stand on public land in Maryland. And this was ruled today. It's an important decision about the use of religious symbols in American life. The justices said preserving a long-standing religious monument is very different from allowing the building of a new one. Well, I don't know about that, but that was their ruling anyway. And it goes down to this case had actually begun by a lawsuit by three people. They live near the cross, and the District of Columbia-based American Humanist Association. And that group includes atheists and agnostics. And
yes,
they argue that the memorial should be moved to private property or modified into a non-religious monument such as a slab. The two justices, Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas, easy for you to say. Well, maybe it isn't. But they said they would have thrown out the lawsuit by the cross challengers altogether. Gorsuch wrote that the people offended by religious displays shouldn't be able to sue over them. He wrote
Very
that
true.
In a large, yeah, he wrote in a large and diverse country, offense can be easily found, and that the answer shouldn't be a lawsuit. So, the court's decision
7-2,
today,
by the way, 7-2, that's great.
Yeah, we had a couple of Jewish people in there who voted for the Christian
of
side
course.
Of it all, and but two Jewish didn't. You had Ginsburg and Sotomayor; they're Jewish, and they didn't. They dissented, I believe. But the court's decision today is a win for protecting religious freedom and American historical tradition. Justice Department spokeswoman Kelly Lako said in a statement following the rule. And, of course, our Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, he is a Republican. He also praised the ruling in a statement as a great victory. So
amen.
With that
amen.
Said, amen. So with that
every
said.
Every now and then. Every now and
every
then.
Now and then. We'll take it.
Amen.
We'll take it. And I'm saying this about gold today, too. We'll take it. We'll take
yes,
the $29 increase that we saw today. $13.90. I got goosebumps. $13.90. Gold up $29.30. Silver
and
followed.
And two and a half, 3 months ago, there was $1,100 and something. Think about that, people.
Yeah.
You invested back then, you already had almost $200 in, increase in your investment. Think about that.
Silver was up 28 cents at $15.51.
Amen.
The other white metals didn't fare as good. Platinum pressure on that, down 5 at $8.10. Palladium was down 19 at $14.90. The USDX today, of course, was weaker by 0.61 at 96.63. And crude oil was up big today at 3.12. Paper markets today, let's see how they fared. They were up a couple hundred points on the Dow, 249 points at 26,753. Not sure if that's a record or not. It's close to it. Same way with all of these. The NASDAQ was up 64 points at 8,051. The S&P was up 27 at 29.54. 10-year yield broke down for a while below 2%. And right now I'm looking at it at 0.03 to the downside at 2%. And, you know, we talked yesterday, and there's no doubt that that's going to go to 1.5%. And so that should pick up some for all those people who just refinanced. Here's another opportunity. Gold futures actually did close at $13.93, $3 more than what this New York spot price is showing in the aftermarket. And but you know, the amazing thing is, you know, I talk about what emotion is driving the market. It's on a scale of, you know, 0 to 100, and you would think with all that's going on that you'd see it a little weaker, but with the stronger stock market, it's actually increasing more towards the greed sector than fear. And yes. So we'll have to see if we can keep, you know, this strong movement in gold. I think a lot of it started with the promise of accommodating the markets from Jerome Powell yesterday. We saw the weaker dollar. Governments need weaker dollars. The comments about the Draghi and the European central banks, you know, ready to give all free money. You know, the Japan, they came out, they're staying with their negative rates. I mean, it's like, this is what economies are. So the simple question is, and we say it here every day, how strong can the economy be? How can, if you need free money from your government, from your central bank, to keep it going, to keep the economy going, what is that economy built on? What is that foundation of that economy?
And Trump wants to lower it more.
And, you know, the rates are going lower. They'll do rate cuts.
And Trump wants to lower.
They
yes.
need, well, he did. He said that Jerome Powell made a mistake.
Yep.
And rates need to go. Governments need weaker currencies. They have too much debt. They can't serve. They need the inflation. And they're going to get it until the system collapses. And I don't know. You know, I kind of get saying these things. Everybody just has this belief that, you know, everything's going to work itself out. And I just don't see it that way. It can't work out. They're going to default on the debt. Crude oil today at one point was up 6% because of the tensions between the United States and Iran. Donald Trump said Iran made a very big mistake. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it shot down a U.S. military drone. Investors feared an armed conflict in the region could escalate, cutting off oil supply. And
it seems likely, doesn't it?
You know, Trump says, well, maybe they didn't mean to do it. And it's just like, no, I heard the head guy out of Iran saying, we're showing the United States stay out of our territory. That's what he said.
He did. He said, we're ready for war. He said, we don't want it, but we're ready for war. If you want to have it, there's a clear message. We're ready.
Yeah, it was exactly a message to the United States. And I mean, just reading some of these headlines will really scare the heck out of you. Asked if the United States will strike Iran, Trump says you'll soon find out.
What?
Situation
you know what's even scarier?
Briefing.
Go ahead.
A strike back is expected.
Yes, it is. Now, folks, I'm not trying to interrupt, but this is scary. We don't need another war. And the Japanese
and for
on the
what?
Ships yeah, exactly, for what? And the two ships that supposedly got hit by Iran, the people on the ship, the crew said it was hit by missiles, not by Iranian mines. Now, this is what the crew said. But now the U.S. hints it could use nuclear weapons. I'm not making this up. This is a fact. It says U.S. hints it could use nuclear weapons once again to create decisive results in wars, in chilling new Pentagon report. Now, this is scary. So using nuclear weapons could create conditions of decisive results in the restoration of strategic stability. Now, my gosh, Melody, that is insane. That is scary.
And you know what? I didn't agree with the agreement with Iran that Obama, they shouldn't have been given pallets of cash in the dark of the evening of, what, $150 billion. But that was their money.
Yes.
It was their money, but whether you agree or disagree, we can all do that. But they were at the table. They were actually, I don't remember every time that they had to report, I don't remember them not meeting the demands of the agreement. As far as, and I'll have to go back and recheck my notes, but I think they were following through with the agreements, pretty much like Saddam Hussein.
Exactly.
They couldn't find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So, we pull out of this agreement. We put all these sanctions on there, trying to get them to get to the table. Last week, the Japan Prime Minister was there. Abe. Trying to say, hey, you know, we need to, you know, scale down this escalation of this tiff between you. But it isn't just between Iran and the United States. We need to bring in Saudi Arabia. We need to bring in Israel. We need to bring in these other factions.
Well, Israel actually wants the war. And that's just a fact. People don't get mad. I'm telling you the truth. They're behind a lot of this because it's more power to them in that region. So, I don't know what's going to happen, Melody. I can't see tomorrow, but I can see what they're saying today, and it does scare me.
It does, because there's absolutely no reason for it.
No, there's no reason. Except they want it. Except the powers that be want it.
Except they want it. But there's absolutely no reason for it. And I can't imagine that they're going to do it. You know,
we'll find out real soon.
It might be something like, remember Syria, when they blamed Assad for doing the gas attacks the last time when President was down in Mar-a-Lago with the Chinese President and with President Xi. And, you know, they kind of struck back, did a couple bombs in some very unstrategic areas and so forth. So, you know, we had our little day in court, so to speak. That something like that might play out, just so the United States can pretty much say, oh, well, yeah, we're going to strike back. But, you know, it's everybody's in agreement. Everybody knows where it's going to happen. All the people are moved out so nobody gets killed or hurt. And, you know, you get a little damage done. And, you know, that might be the case. I hope that is what the case is. I mean, we have Russia coming in on it already. You know, they're talking about, you know, they're warning us to, you know, stay out. Putin is warning the USA. This is, let's see when I can see anything coming from him. Putin had earlier noted that Iran had abided by the terms of the nuclear deal despite the U.S. withdrawal, adding that he considers U.S. sanction against Iran unfounded. You're right. We don't know tomorrow, but looking at this today, we can only hope that maybe if there was any type of strike, it is just a...
strategic.
Strategic. Yeah.
Even if it should be, if it's done at all, but to have the U.S. now threatening nuclear weapons, if this, you know, to quell the problem quicker, that is escalating way beyond what's called for.
Absolutely, and I guess they did approve the defunding of the Saudis for their war in Yemen, but I guess President Trump has already said that he's going to veto it.
Yes.
So it's just like, I don't like it.
Trump,
I don't care who's
war.
In office.
Trump,
I don't like it.
War. I don't like it either. And I don't care. People, think about this. No matter which party is in office, the war party, quote, usually gets a war if they want one. And I don't care if the president is a Democrat or Republican. The people in Congress, eventually, or someone behind the scenes, if they want a war, they're going to have a war. So here we are, facing another war on another front, and we can't even take care of ourselves. We can't keep our borders closed, much less fight a war in Iran.
Oh. This is interesting. Oregon governor sends police to find missing Republicans and bring them to the Capitol. 18 members of the Oregon Senate are Democrats, but it took a quorum of at least 20 members for the chamber to take action on bills. So Kate Brown, the Democratic governor, Oregon, dispatched state troopers to find these missing Republican senators and to bring them back to Salem to legislate. All 11 Republican senators are in hiding, at least some of them out of state, in order to prevent the Senate from having the quorum it needs to operate. They can't abide the Democrat-backed carbon cap and spending bill that is up for the Senate vote today. When Republicans failed to show up on the Senate floor for today's 11 a.m. session, Senate President Peter Courtney of Salem, a Democrat, asked the sergeant at arms to search the Capitol for the missing lawmakers. And that search proved fruitless. So in response to the walkout, Courtney formally requested that Brown dispatch the police state troopers.
Oh.
You know?
Further and further we go into insanity. Deuteronomy 28:28 says, I'll smite them with madness. Boy, has that come true.
You know, I mean, I could see, you know, the Republicans making a stand, but at least they could do it together at a place of, you know, and actually make a statement. But where is their backbone? Where is their backbone to stand there and argue the fact? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. We will find you acting on your best.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. We're going to start, as we see prices of gold and silver rise, we're going to send out little reminders each day when we have some nice moves in gold so you can see what you're missing out on. Hopefully, we'll be able to start that in a week or two. And did you laugh?
That just rubbed it in there, honey. I mean... Ha ha, I told you.
Oh, but I've been telling them for years. So. But I will say this. I don't know how many times over the years, hundreds, thousands of times, people have said to me, Melody, I wished I had listened to you.
Oh, yes.
And never do I ever say I told you so. Never. Because I feel their pain. And this is what we try to avoid, is to create that pain for you. You know, get it done. Why wait? And that's what, there's no fear in the markets. I just said, there's no fear in the markets. There's no panic in the markets. It's like it's no big deal anymore. And we've been down this road before. Yeah, we've had war thrown in our face. And then tomorrow, everybody's kissy, kissy, huggy, huggy. Gold drops, markets go higher. We've been there. Same way with the Fed rate, same way with this, you know, gold moves up, has a nice run, and all of a sudden they come in and they whack it. Get that plunge protection team out because gold's going too high. And it's a lot of the same. But are you going to wait until that isn't the same anymore? And I think we're getting closer and closer to that. The bottom line is this isn't going anywhere but higher for gold and silver prices. Yeah, we're going to have pullbacks. There isn't anything that goes straight up in a line. It always falls back. It gets, you know, some good days in there, fewer and fewer lower days. So get it while you can, because if we just even thought about this creating some sort of a situation with Iran, markets will stop trading. You will see oil again, 150.
Absolutely. You see the trucking industry hurting worse than it is right now.
Yes. Our economy is fragile.
It is. I have a friend who is a driver for a trucking outfit, and his wife sent me a text the other day that more companies are shutting their doors. Trucking companies are going out of business because they can't afford to keep up the expenses. If the price of oil goes up like it probably will, a lot more may have shut the doors or increased the prices, which means our prices will go up in the stores and everywhere else.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we talked about all these areas where it's weak in the economy, and it isn't just the trade wars. To me, the trade wars, it's just rebalancing their balance sheets, you know, so... You know, and they're just trying to figure out where's the best area to do this in and so forth. It's not going to help the economy. Apple made the announcement. Yeah, we might be leaving China. Do you think they're going to come here? Of course not. It's too expensive. You guys are too expensive. We expect too much. We want wages. We want real wages in order to support our lifestyles, our standard of living.
Well,
we want health care included.
And speaking of
all these other benefits, huh?
Speaking of healthcare, I just read this today in the Week magazine, the American healthcare industry boom is becoming increasingly monopolized at all levels, helping drive up prices for medical care. One company controls 64% of the market for syringes. Three companies control 86% of the market for IV solution, and two companies control 92% of dialysis clinics. They named their price. What are you going to do?
So where's all the legislation that get us lower pricing in our health care? It's just not the premiums we pay to the insurance company. It's the cost of the treatments and the prescriptions.
With
where's
that
the
going
legislation
up,
changing that?
Yeah, exactly. And with that going out of sight, and if there is a war, and I think there's going to be, oil price going out of sight, that means everything else going up in price. People are having a hard time making it now, and I talk to them every day. Talked to another gentleman today who's about to lose his home to taxes. Now, this is what's happening in America. If they're having a hard time making it now in this, quote, good economy, what's going to happen when it gets bad?
And you know, it's not President Trump's fault. We're not it's his fault.
No, it started long before
fault.
That.
It's been going on for a very long time. And there's nothing he could do about it.
Nope, there's not.
There isn't anything anyone can do about it. It's going to play itself out.
Tax cuts will not help. It's impossible.
Did you see where he actually gave the Medal of Freedom?
Yeah, I did.
Tax cuts. And the problem, I think his name is it Laffy? I think it's Laffy. I can't think of his first name. But he was a big player in the tax cuts, thinking that it's going to generate revenue and it's going to help the bottom line.
As long as we play with fiat currency, it cannot get any better.
He, the same gentleman was a part of Ronald Reagan's team in the tax cuts, and they use the same principle, the same theory. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a different world.
Yes, it is.
We're $22 trillion plus dollars in debt.
That they admit to.
We had corruption then, but I don't think it was quite like it is today. And but I guess all things are relative, though, too. But the point is, that theory that maybe, but when you look at Reagan's tax cuts, it worked for a year and a half. And then his debt went up 123%.
Yep.
In a huge recession. This isn't going to play out any different. Well, I talked about it.
It's not going to last as long. It's not going to last as long. It hasn't. It's not going to.
No, it's already unfolding. That's why they have to give more free money away. You know, I talked about AT&T, Wells Fargo, and another company, I can't remember which one it was. The amount of money, the billions and billions and billions of dollars they saved on the tax cuts, the amount of raises that they're getting, the amount of billions of dollars that are going in to buy back their shares. They laid off people. They didn't create jobs. How did that trickle down?
Good question.
Maybe it created another part-time job, because you can't make it on one, so you could go out and get, you know, have two part-time jobs. Maybe that trickled down a little bit. Goodness gracious.
That's sad.
They promised $15, you know, the one company promised the minimum wage $15. It was all image building, ladies and gentlemen. This country builds the image that we're this great fight, and you know, we are a great country. We are, but we're losing it. Debt and everything else that comes with it. And here we are.
On the verge of war.
Yep.
You know, and he's talking about the prices. Did you know that from May of last year to April this year, we set a record of rainfall in the lower 48 states? Did you know
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes.
And that's going to affect the prices on food and everything else from the Midwest, folks. This is all for real. I'm not trying to scare you. Honestly, I'm not. I'm just telling you, this is actually happening. You know, if your house were on fire and I saw it burning and I didn't take time to warn you, I didn't keep beating on your door, what kind of individual would I be? What kind of friend would I be? I'm telling you, the house is on fire and it's about ready to collapse on you. You better make preparations.
Yeah, it's just, and you're right. I mean, this is just reality, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to sensationalize anything. And it's just, look at the numbers. Follow the dots. Follow the money. We're a different day, but it's the same old world. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Same old fiat currency.
Yeah, same but follow thing. The money and see where it goes and who's benefiting it and who's pulling. It's the same thing. His name was Dr. Art Laffer, is the one.
Laffer. Okay.
Laffer. Yeah. But here he is again. Where's draining the swamp?
You know, in the same line, but no different topic, the United States is now the number one oil producer in the world. You probably know that already. We are producing any other nation in the world now with oil. Why are oil prices going up? If we're producing more oil than anybody else, 600,000 barrels a day. Let's get this right. U.S. crude oil production is up 600,000 barrels a day since the start of 2019 to 12.3 million barrels per day. I'm trying to find other nations here. In Russia, it's 11.1 million barrels a day. And in Saudi Arabia, it's 13.3 million, I believe it was. I'm taking it back. We're at 13.3 in 2020. We're ahead of Saudi Arabia. We're producing more oil than any nation in the world. How come we don't see us benefiting from this with lower prices? U.S.
Yeah, I have to look at these reports again because there's some snafus in those numbers and so forth. It isn't as jolly as it sounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're still producing a lot more than what we did, and that's a good thing. But you're right. Where's the benefits? Well, heck, if you look at our gasoline prices, we would be paying 35 cents. The rest is all taxes.
Absolutely. Very true. Very true.
You know, if they want to help the economy, how about cutting our taxes? How about cutting our income tax? Oh, I forgot. We got a little tax reform. Oh, that expires in 2024.
The middle class more. The middle class paid more in taxes.
Yeah.
They did. I'm serious. My son did. He paid $2,000 more last year than he did the year before that. He did. So, go figure. And do you remember when Harley Davidson said they're going to start sending some of their business over to China to build bikes over there? Well, they are going to do that. Harley's going to start building a smaller bike in China. Even though Trump said he would get even with them if they did, they don't care. They're going to do it. It said Trump last year threatened to impose higher taxes on Harley after it made plans to move production for European customers overseas, part of a longer-term strategy for dealing with lower sales in the U.S. and higher costs because of trade tariffs. So they're going to China to build a Quanjiang motorcycle company, they said, is the name of the company. They're going to build smaller hogs over there. What's that mean for us here? I mean, is that going to help us any because they're building bikes there? I mean, why can't they build them here? Is it because the cost is too much? They can't afford it? You just made the point. Why would they stay here if they can't make any money here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a system. And again, I'm going to go back to the fiat currency.
Absolutely.
You know, we can't balance anything. We can't fix anything until our currencies go back being backed by gold. And, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, well, you know, people are saying that, you know, the dollar is going to be backed by some sort of a fund that has oil and this and that and with gold. No, ladies and gentlemen. No. No. I don't know. It won't be 100% gold. I don't know what's going to happen is our domestic currencies are going to, if you believe in a one world system, if you believe in a globalist system, that's the agenda, not that you believe in it, but that's the road that we're on.
Sure.
I believe the biggest problem, you have President Trump talking about it now, is the manipulation of currencies. Everyone is our currency strong, theirs is all low. You know, it's a bigger story than countries manipulating it. You have a lot of investors that, I mean, they move markets and they can rig these markets. Our dollar is stronger. So what's to prevent these countries from manipulating their currencies? The only thing that can make them accountable is gold. So they're going to slap gold into a basket of currencies. They'll make the basket of currencies bigger than what it is. You'll put gold in there, maybe 10%, maybe 20%. I don't know what that ratio will be, but it'll be gold. And that will bring accountability to these currencies. And then what I think as far as domestic, our domestic currencies might be attached to that somehow. Nobody knows how this. I hear all this stuff about, oh, they have this new currency. If you fold this dollar up, you're going to get a pot of gold or something. And, you know, those are great stories.
That's all they are.
The reality of it all, that's all they are. The reality of it is no one knows how this is actually going to unfold.
Very true.
What I do know is what is the lifesaver when the boat sinks, and that's going to be gold and silver. That I do know. So you can follow all these stupid little stories, and, you know, they're great discussions. They're fun, and sometimes you can get great ideas from these stories. You know, sometimes you can actually change your thinking and come up with a really good, you know, maybe a good, you know, topic or an answer or some sort of, for the most part, they're just stories.
Well, let me ask you a question on the currencies. I read this before, and I read it again the other day, that they're maybe going to use two currencies. One that'll be worldwide for worldwide trade, then local currencies for different for the different nations. Have you heard that, and about how they plan to make that come about if they do do that?
I haven't heard that, but that's what I just explained.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I read, that they intend to have a worldwide currency backed by, as you said, some degree of
gold. I've been saying it for 15 years, or 20. I've been saying, not 20, for 15 years. That's the only thing that they can do.
Well, they're talking about doing it.
That's the only way that they can stabilize these currencies. It's the only way to make trade fair. It isn't trade agreements that make trade fair. It's the currencies that make trade fair.
Something of value.
So how are they going to adopt that? They have to fix the world currencies. How are they going to do that? They're going to default on all their debts, all this pumping of the stimulus into these markets. They'll default on it. They'll bring the currencies to an equal balance. They'll slap some gold in there. And there you have your unit of trade for global business. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Butch, you got something different to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I think this is very important. I you and I both, or the whole country knows, how the computers that were going to be hack-proof and all the codes that no one could get into have been hacked and gotten into. You know that, right?
Yes.
Obviously. Well, Florida City, this is a Florida City, agreed to pay $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took over its computer system, the latest in thousands of attacks worldwide, thousands of attacks, folks, worldwide, aimed at extorting money from governments and businesses. The Riviera Beach City Council voted unanimously this week to pay the hackers' demands, believing the Palm Beach suburb had no choice if it wanted to retrieve its records, which the hackers encrypted. The council already voted to spend almost $1 million on new computers and hardware after hackers captured the city system 3 weeks ago. The hackers apparently got into the city system when an employee clicked on an email link that allowed them to upload the malware. The city had numerous problems, including losing its email system and 9/11 dispatchers not only been able to enter calls into the computer. Folks, this is actually happening worldwide. Computers are being hacked into that were supposed to be secure. Can never happen. And now they're holding for ransom. And to tie this together, Melody, the Department of Homeland Security is now ready to put hundreds of millions of people's biometric ID, that includes DNA, palm prints, scars, tattoos, fingerprints, iris scans, face scans, all that into the Amazon cloud, where it'll be perfectly safe.
Oh, good.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it make you feel secure? I mean,
makes me all warm and fuzzy.
Oh, it does. I mean, the Homeland Security Department is looking to upgrade the software it uses to analyze biometric data in hundreds of millions of people around the globe, folks. DHS, Homeland Security, around the globe. And it plans to store that information in Amazon's cloud. If that doesn't make you a little bit nervous, what could happen to your private information? That's why I've never voluntarily given up a biometric picture. I didn't have a driver's license for 12 years because I wouldn't do it, and I still don't have a biometric picture on a driver's license. They may have got somewhere else, but I didn't volunteer myself to them. And it is the number of a man. It's your personal number. The Bible prophesies it. Your personal number is what you are. Your biometrics are your personal facial scans, iris scans, all that, fingerprints, are your personal number, which is the number of a man. Understand this biblical prophecy. And now they're going to put it up in the cloud, in the Amazon cloud, where, of course, it'll all be safe. You won't have a thing to worry about. Just trust DHS. Now, that scares me. I mean, I'm just seeing this happen, and we see it happen so fast. A worldwide financial situation, a worldwide tracking system. What else is going to happen?
They're going to use it to weed you out.
I guarantee
you. Not just for your political beliefs, but for your health, for your, you know, again, if you're a useless leader, if you're not conforming, you know, we'll do a search, and we'll do algorithms, and, you know, see what pops out. Because they'll
have
everything on you. It's bizarre. Sounds like we live in Twilight Zone, but.
Well, we kind of do.
True.
I mean,
yeah,
even 30 years ago, this would have been impossible. You know, it couldn't happen, but now it's happening at a rapid pace. It's not like it's going to come in gradually. It's just like, boom, it's here. In the last 5 years, look how much technology has grown, what's going on with the whole world in chaos, economic chaos, moral chaos. I mean, look at the whole world falling right into line for this. You see, the beast system and the beast itself cannot track everybody all at one time. But through mechanisms like the cloud and computers, got a much better chance of doing, just like China with their credit score, right?
Right.
Same thing. So this is where we're heading for. And I'm not just saying scare people. It's really a fact. I'm trying to warn them. The house is on fire, folks. You better wake up and see what's going coming down before it's too late. It's happening.
This was actually reported yesterday. It's a little bit more about the economy. And I agree with you. And I think those are concerns. In fact, my good friends, my friend from high school and her husband, the last time I visited them, they were telling me, oh, their DNA, they sent their DNA in and blah, blah, blah. They got their test results and blah, blah, blah. And I says, doesn't that concern you? Sending away your DNA to people you don't even know or what they could use it for against you?
What was the response?
And don't you think that it's just bizarre that you've had this big push to collect DNA? You get on their database. It's fascinating, agreed. You know, it's interesting, you know. But you know what? They both acknowledge, yeah, we thought about that, but it didn't stop them from doing it. I don't want to be in that database.
I don't either.
And you know what? I've had surgeries and this and that, and, you know, maybe I'm already there, but I'm not going to do it willingly.
There you go. That's the difference. I mean, they might rape you to get it, so to speak, but you're not going to volunteer it.
I'm not going to volunteer it.
There you go.
So this report was actually out yesterday. We didn't touch on it. It's the U.S. steel industry. And despite the tariffs that were put on the steel last year, it didn't help. Yes, late Tuesday, U.S. Steel announced it's going to idle two of the blast furnaces where it makes steel, one in its flagship mill in Gary, Indiana, near Chicago, the other in Ecorse, Michigan, near Detroit. The idled furnaces will cut production by about 200,000 tons of steel or more a month. They says we will resume blast furnace production at one or both idle blast furnaces when market conditions improve. Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that market conditions are actually going to improve? U.S. Steel cut its earnings outlook and shut, and this is U.S. Steel, cut its earnings outlook and shut an additional blast furnace in Europe.
Wow.
Now, they're blaming it on the slowdown in Europe, of course. But it also pointed to a softening demand in the American market as well. We've seen what has been happening to U.S. manufacturing. That's been slowing. So U.S. Steel's actions follow similar warnings Monday from Nucor, the nation's largest steelmaker, and Steel Dynamics. Both are now forecasting lower profits. Nucor pointed to weaker demand from the U.S. auto industry. Steel Dynamics said steel prices have declined across its line of products. So, there you go.
With the inflation and the cost of everything going up, I wonder how the prices have declined. I'm just curious. I mean, you know, everything else has went up. But their prices
declined. Last year's large rise in steel prices proved to be short-lived. And steel customers worried about how much the tariffs would hurt their supply, so they went on a buying binge. That's what drove up the prices.
Okay, and then they got too much, and they went back down.
Exactly. Because the economy isn't supporting it.
There you go.
The drop in demand.
Well, you do know a gun company is going out of business because of Trump. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm dead serious. They stocked up on a bunch of guns. Trump got elected, and the sales went down.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, did you? I mean, it's not funny, but...
You did.
Oh, did I talk about that? Okay. So, yeah, they stock up like they did steel, and nobody buys it. It's going to go down in price. It's a glut.
And they go down in price. Yeah, you get the glut. And the demand just isn't there. So
amazing.
I don't know. It's an interesting world, Butch.
It is. And now for the first time ever, half of all Americans are now over the age of 38, Melody. And because of baby boomers, they say.
Well, I know. I'm 39.
I understand. You just barely owed the legal age in. But, you know, it's amazing. They talk about the reasons, but they don't mention that we murdered 100 million of our babies.
Right.
That would be younger. So, they just leave out the idea of our murdering our children, But the minimum age now is 38 or higher, 38 point something, I think, 30.2 years. For the first, it's the highest it's ever had been in minimum age for men and women. So, folks, we need to think about this. The generations get, we're getting older. The graying America continues. What happens when they all reach a point where they no longer can produce and we have to depend on the our benefits that keep coming in when no one is paying the benefits? Oh, that'll never happen. Well, believe what you want. It's I just give you the facts. You do what you want to with them. Melly, that should be a sincere concern for a country that's debating going totally socialist, totally communist. When the population gets too old to produce, who takes care of all the bills?
Tell us.
No one, obviously. So what happens to the population to get too old? When you reach, say, 70 years old, why don't we put them to sleep?
Yep.
You remember the, what was that show, Soylent Green, I believe it was?
Mm-hmm.
I believe where they...
Canned food.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Why not? I mean, and the Oregon passed, I think, just passed a bill where they can use dead bodies for compost. So why not?
Yep.
What's life? Who cares? We murder unborn babies every day, and I think it was Illinois just passed a law they can murder a baby on the table after it's born. Mother can still make a mind they won't get rid of the baby. This is all America, folks. The Bible says those that hate me love death. And America has seen this happen. So when older people get too old to be any use, put them down. There you go.
Yep.
We got ourselves into a world of hurt.
And the world that we live in today, where death, I mean, it's with the youth of today.
Yes.
Where they can't comprehend. They look at us as useless. We're old. We're taking all their money. They're the entitled ones. We're taking all their money. There's not going to be anything left for them. So they'll be more than happy to see us. There might even be a reality show.
Well, be careful. You might hurt the feelings talking about it.
Kind of like the Romans and the gladiators. Well, you know. But, you know, this is interesting, Butch. I know we're just about out of time. I want to bring it up. It was the deal was done on Tuesday, and no mainstream. I didn't see any mainstream. Even Fox News, which surprises me. Because I would think that this is a big deal, because Mexico became the first country to ratify the USMCA trade deal. So, now, does anybody think it isn't a coincidence that we threaten them with tariffs, and then the next week it actually goes to their Senate? I mean, hey, if that's what you have to do to get these countries to do what they need, you know, something like this, I don't think it had any, I think the tariffs didn't have anything to do with immigration at all. That's just my thought. I think it had all to do with the USMCA agreement. But Mexico yesterday became the first country to ratify the United States, Mexico, Canada agreement. It's interesting that the Canadian Prime Minister is in Washington, Trudeau, today. So it's kind of, the timing is all together, ladies and gentlemen. There is no such thing as coincidences. But so by an overwhelming majority, Mexico's Senate backed the trade deal negotiated back in 2017 and 2018. And Obrador, the Mexican president, said had already said the deal would be ratified this week in the Senate. And there's been very little parliamentary opposition in Mexico. Of course, if you did oppose it, you'd probably be shot. But anyway, I'm not... That's just a joke. But the USMCA was ratified with 114 Mexican senators voting in favor and 4 against. So, yeah.
Well,
I'm done.
We'll see. That's all we can do. Wait and see.
So now we have to get the U.S. to do it. We have to get Canada. Canada will do it. And then we'll see if we can't get them to ratify it here in the United States. So.
You think this will stop the immigration problem?
What?
Benefit Mexico, maybe they'll stay home. No, seriously, maybe Mexico picked up trade, will they stay home then? Quit coming across the border, living off of us?
Why would they do that when it's really supposed to benefit the United States? That means there'd be more jobs for them here than there.
Well, I would assume that Mexico would get something out of that. I would think they would. I don't know that. Just a thought in my head. But maybe if Mexico prospers a little more, maybe it'd get better. I don't know, Melanie. I'm just grasping the straws here, trying to figure out how we're going to fix any of this stuff.
It was interesting because the timing of the timing of the approval I found interesting. A week.
Yeah. Again.
A week and a half after the threat
maybe Trump
of tariffs.
Yes.
So, like I said, if that can be used, that's good.
Maybe Trump had a plan there in someone after all. Mm-hmm. Only time will tell that. And I guess you know that they're right about time. They had a swarm of 1,000 earthquakes in Southern California. Did you know that?
I saw that. I did.
40 miles east of downtown Los Angeles, they said they had a swarmageddon. 1,000. I don't care if they're only 1.2, 1,000 earthquakes is a lot of earthquakes to be hitting a one little area of the globe. My goodness, that can be kind of scary. So,
well, they're used to it.
Could be a sign of something else on the way there.
Could be.
Oh, I'm sure. But, maybe they're numb to it. Just like in Pittsburgh, they arrested a Syrian guy that's supposed to be blowing up a church. It's kind of like an oh-hum event. You know, so what's new? So, I don't know. It's just signs of time that people are just shrugging things off. Like the market's shrugging off all the stuff going on around the world. It's amazing.
And we just can't shrug this off. We're out of time. So how about that? 1-800-375-4188. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun today. It's certainly been, I can't say it's been fun, though. It's been some nasty news that we've been reporting on. But always being with Butch and being with you makes my day. So 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
If I got me a wealthy man.